everybody. Welcome to Guilt by Association Football. I'm Ben McCormick, joined by Rob Moyer and Ryan McCauley. Gentlemen, how are you?
I have a lunchbox.
Lunchbox dreams.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have my root beer here.
Oh, so good.
Root beer is so good.
Oh. Our lunchbox is composed of Coors Light,
delicious
amaretto, and orange juice. Just fantastic.
And just straight sex. God.
What do we have on the docket today, boys?
Well, we have a quick review of Friday's match, a preview of tomorrow's match, or I guess today's match, since we'll be listening to it on a Tuesday.
Probably.
A quick hit of Yank news from this short week.
Two other guys outside the national team played, and then we had the national senior team and the youth team, right?
I got seven guys playing this weekend.
What are you hiding it from me for?
Got our MLS Cup preview, and then Rob has been sitting on this for almost a month now. He's been wanting to do this supporters ranking, so we finally broke into his whim and gotten this done, because there's not much to talk about this week.
We've put this off for at least 3 weeks.
Easily.
Yeah. Probably 4.
So France review?
Thoughts, gentlemen?
Positives first.
You were very negative and then got positive.
Well, you've never been positive about a Jurgen anything. So I want to know why you were. I want to know why you were positive.
I love the way Josie looked.
Well, yes.
You can just see that confidence coming through from getting playing time.
The last time we saw Josie play that hard was at RFK against Costa Rica.
Yeah.
True. There's a fire in his
and
eyes.
Let's face it, he drew a penalty that was not called.
Yeah. It was absolutely a blatant penalty.
Koscielny showed his shittiness again by taking
guys
his legs out.
I know we're wrecked him. I damn near killed him. That's lost on you, isn't it? Okay.
No, it's not lost. I'm just surprised you're the one making that reference, not Robert.
It's amazing what the lunchbox will do to you.
But
I've got Altidore on my positive list as well. Dempsey, I thought, also looked
Dempsey
the part.
Dempsey just got his ass kicked up and on the field.
That's the exact opposite of what I was about to say. I just thought that in the number 10 role, he looked good, as in he had the creativity.
Well, meaning they abused him all day. They just wrecked, because he basically, if they didn't hurt him, he was going to score a goal.
I would say so.
Well, from watching the match, it was really just like Josie and Dempsey were up there on their own.
Yeah,
I didn't feel like they were getting a whole hell of a lot of help.
There wasn't anything from Williams, Edu, or Beckerman. And Shea had to have been injured after that fall, because Shea did nothing after the 8th minute.
The midfield and the striking, then the strikers up top, were completely isolated from one another.
I mean, there's no way he was fully healthy.
No way. I also have Fabian Johnson on my list of
Beckerman put in
positive
good
players.
Beckerman played relatively well, but he can't drive the midfield engine. He can't be the guy who's creating everything.
Absolutely not. He's not a creative player. He's a destroyer.
People gave Bob shit for playing too many D-mids. Jurgen started 3 defensive midfielders in this game today. Yesterday Friday.
And not ashamed of it either.
Nope, yesterday Friday.
What do you guys think of Fabian Johnson in his first outing as a Yank?
I thought
he looked the part.
I think he absolutely deserved a spot over Williams in that role. I mean, if you're going to put Williams on the right, it should
I could
be
think
Johnson
of
there.
About a third of the Yank roster who should be in that role over Danny Williams.
Because Williams isn't an outside mid.
He's not even in the wrong spot. No, he's definitely a defending midfielder.
Would you rather have Danny Williams then back there instead of Beckerman?
That's a tough call because
I'd pull Edu instead.
Well, yeah, I would absolutely pull Edu first.
Well, what I want to see is Bradley and Williams in the middle, but that's for our preview.
Some U.S. goalie from like the 30s who would beg to differ.
Probably not. But
Ian Dark is a great commentator, but the only words I could think of which could properly capture that moment would be Timmy said no. And that's
the
Timmy said, just fuck you.
The Mutombo finger wag is the only thing they can do there.
Oh, you want to score? Fuck off.
But no, he was everything which the U.S. always needs him to be and more. So
It's all that it should be, and more. I think.
Additionally, it's worth noting that, and this might be an example of why Jurgen sucks so much. But he's sucking so much into making himself look good because, honestly, our back line is stable. Minus the one Ghana-like goal.
I think
we kept France in check.
And I rewatched the game last night, and people were slipping a lot. There was a lot of slippage, and I think Goodson just hit a bad patch of grass because a lot of people were tumbling last night.
I mean, he's not the most fleet of last foot, night. And Ramey is most certainly one of the most fleetest of foot.
Yeah, I just feel like Goodson was trying to get physical on that play when he should have just gotten in front.
I think he did the right thing, but the footing wasn't there. I think if he had better footing, he might have made the play. But I think at the position he was in, I mean, it was a bad clearance by Bocanegra. It was a late response by Jones in the midfield, and basically it was just, unless Remy missed, it was going to be a goal. Because he had the position. There's not much that could have been done about it, really.
But still, the point being, Jurgen has been advertising an attacking style, has struggled to score goals, and yet this is the most solid we've seen our back line in quite some time.
Yeah, Bocanegra put very few feet wrong. I mean, the big mistake was him passing to their team.
Yeah, there's that.
He made it up by taking a shot to the face to block it.
Can we make this like the NFL and he could be turned into our defensive coordinator?
I want him out. I just want him gone.
Just leave.
What we could do is make him the offensive coordinator, but actually the defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator.
We'll tell him you're
the offensive coordinator. Our offense will be so offensive.
It's very offensive. I'm offended.
Yeah,
I'm offended by
right,
it.
Right now, I'm
speaking of being offended by it. Maurice Edu and Danny Williams do not play good soccer in this role.
In the roles that they're in right now, no. Well, in fact, Mo Edu might just not play good soccer.
I don't see what Mo brings to the table. He's got a nice tackle, but he can't distribute.
But he plays for Rangers. We have to call him off.
I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm gonna hit you.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying I'm gonna hit you. But now, I just don't see what he brings to the table. There's nothing he does better than everybody else.
We're not exactly in a pinch with Mo Edu. We have many other options in the central midfield, and I don't know why he keeps picking him.
Jones played a much better game when he came in.
Yeah, he did.
Jones looked a lot better than Edu did.
Well, Jones is better than Edu.
And then why isn't he starting?
We don't know.
Because Jurgen
is a moron.
Yeah, I don't know. Because Jones is German, so he should be playing without merit, he should be starting.
I don't remember where I got this information from. It was one of the post-game recaps, but in terms of players playing in the wrong position, in his 195 minutes in the field, Danny Williams has not completed a single forward pass in the attacking third. Not one of his passes in the attacking third has been completed.
That's because he's a defensive midfielder.
Playing right mid.
Right.
That's astonishing. At the same time, Maurice Edu has made one of those passes in the last three games. And he's gone almost 90 in all of them.
True.
So you're expecting a defensive midfielder and a passing retarded defensive midfielder to be your engine.
There go mm-hmm. all our mentally challenged listeners.
Oh, he's passing retarded. It's used in the right context.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Okay.
Additionally, a negative that I forget where I read it, but once it was said, I couldn't agree more, was the fact that Chandler on the left side has no left foot to really speak of hinders Brekše so much. He's so talented, but he was invisible, and that's because he had to rely on Chandler, which you can't do on the left side.
I've been against this off foot wingback thing for a long time.
Off foot crap.
Yeah, and there were a lot of times I'd say that'd be a great play for Chandler to make if he were on the right side.
We need Heath Pierce.
Other thing quickly before you say that is there were at least eight times where there were eight times where Williams made an attack from the wing but found himself drifting to the middle where he wants to be. He wants to be in the center. He wants to be there. That's where he's most effective. There's no reason to put him on the right.
Absolutely true.
Carry on.
Idea, we put Chandler on the right side and we put Fabian Johnson left back, who has a competent left foot. Because Chandler's a good right mid. We've seen that. He can do that.
Do you want to toss Dolo right now, though?
That's what I mean. Maybe you just take Chandler off the roster.
We're not changing Dolo. We're putting Chandler at right mid. And we're putting Johnson at left back because he's played there for the German under 21 team at the Euros.
I don't hate that at all
because we know that Chandler, he can be a good midfielder. Like, he can do that. He's got the pace. He's got the cross.
I mean, he can scare defenses in multiple ways. Whether with his face or with his skill.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea.
It's so uncomfortable being a right-footed player trying to play left back because the entire left side is just not...
Yeah, it's not...
we're gonna call that the bad line on the left side.
And again, Shea had to have been carrying some kind of... I thought he had a concussion right back because he got up and... Shea looks like he was just not there. And I think he was carrying an injury.
And yet still, did you see after the match how Blanc said that he couldn't even say most of the American players' names because he had no idea who they were. He was like, yeah, but that Shea impressed me. I liked him.
He didn't do anything.
No, he didn't.
I forgot he wasn't playing. Well, I think he liked the hair.
He had the horse face
and the mohawk.
He had that French metrosexual appeal with the hair, I guess.
Metrosexual.
He's like the male version of D. Reynolds from Always Sunny.
Except D sucks at everything.
I just mean looks-wise.
Well, I understand, but...
Alright.
Also, more negatives. We don't score.
We have score. This is our, well, these stats.
I might have to put another hole in Highbury Pub if we score tomorrow.
These come from our good friends at over there, soccer over there. So, Howie and Matt posted these. It's our first losing year since 1997. We went 5-6-7.
Yeah.
It's the least goals scored since Walter Geisler in 1948 and 49. We scored one goal through six matches. It's the second most goals allowed since Phil Woosman, or Woosnam, in 1968.
Is this over the course of the whole year?
Through six matches.
Wait. So the most goals we've allowed?
It's the second most allowed since Phil Woosman.
Personally, I think that's shocking.
We allowed six goals.
If anything, just because
we've allowed... There were six goals allowed under Arena and somebody else.
We've given up one... Okay, we haven't had a clean sheet.
No.
We've had one clean sheet, and we've given up multiple goals once.
Which game was that?
Yeah, this is the second most allowed.
Belgium.
Second most allowed.
Or was Belgium? Belgium was 1-0.
Have we given up multiple goals in any...
The only multiple goal match we've been in is Mexico.
Yeah.
And every other match finished 1-0.
We have one clean... We're averaging below a goal a game, but it's our... Still, our second worst defensive start since the 60s.
See, we say that.
Well,
but then,
I'm fine with the way the defense is playing.
But then we just got done talking about how the defense is actually playing pretty well.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not outstandingly bad, but it's still something to make note of. This is not like it's not a new level for our. It's par for the course, basically. Our defense is still the same.
Sure.
And it's the first time since the late 90s we scored two games over six goals, period.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is a decade-long drought. And if you look, if you compare the opponents Bradley faced versus the ones we're facing now, it's just, I mean, we played Brazil, Argentina, Spain, England, and now we're struggling against Ecuador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Belgium. I mean, the ELO rankings, it's like a 30-point difference on the average. So, basically, you know, Klinsmann's doing a lot worse against a lot worse opponents.
So we've identified our problems. I believe they start in the midfield because our defense is fine. Altidore is playing well, so it is in the midfield.
The other thing is, how much better did we look after Buttle came on and we had two forwards, like two actual forwards?
We did look pretty damn.
I do feel like that there is hope for Buttle still with this team.
Again, yeah, I agree. But I think if...
But he still wants Hurk.
I prefer Hurk coming off the bench, but if you're going to have a two-forward pairing, I want Buttle and Altidore. I think they work very well together.
They did.
But it's obvious that two forwards is not what Jurgen wants.
Which, I don't care what Jurgen wants, because he's getting things wrong. Because
he's dumb.
He wants three defensive mids on the center line. It's just stupid.
All right, let's go to Slovenia. How about that? Here's a quick preview of Slovenia. They finished fourth in Group C Euro 2012 qualifying behind Italy, Estonia, and Serbia. There will be no Robert Koren for this match, and he is the captain of Slovenia. Yeah,
who's Koren on now? He was on
Hull City.
Hull?
Yep. They have scored six goals in their last eight matches, which which are all the matches opinion, they played in 2011. Which is and much better they than gave us. Up five
no
goals.
No team is hitting more than one goal in this match,
In 2011, they are 3-3-2. And I believe they drew at Northern Ireland for one match. So they're certainly beatable. I mean, we went into Belgium and went, well, Belgium is actually pretty good.
Well,
but this one's winnable.
Belgium definitely has more talent than Slovenia.
Oh,
right
is she kidding?
Yes.
Absolutely.
The game tomorrow is, I'm going to be surprised if it's not ugly.
It's going to be just.
We better dominate that game in possession.
And this is the kind
we're
of,
not I'm really to. Thinking that we should.
It's going to be a masterclass of shit football. This will be the game that makes America hate soccer.
Uh-oh, that's no good. Wait, we don't already?
Can we go straight to predictions then? Because I kind of want to lay down my line.
I mean, I guess what do we think in terms of the lineup? I think I like your. I was going to say keep the back line, but switch the mid to Shea. Shea might deserve a break, but I mean, if he's really not injured, then keep him there because he's our best left.
Breck Shea
right
is
now.
A game changer.
I want Ben's idea though, switching Chandler and Fabian Johnson.
I like your idea, but before that, I thought Shea with Bradley and Williams in the mid with Johnson on the right. But I like your idea.
Only
but
because
still,
it gives
like
us
Bradley
a start. Guy with yeah.
Why didn't Bradley even play?
I don't know. We were sitting there joking, going, well, he's MB90 and he has to put out a 90-minute effort every single time out. And so then if he's a sub and it gets down to like the 10 minutes or 5 minutes, he'll just sprint all over the field.
It's
going to
be
minutes.
Like watching
he'll
a movie
he'll
fast
play nine,
forward.
He'll play nine times harder.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
I think basically you're going to say, you know what? People didn't like Bob for playing Michael, so I'm not going to play him just so they like me. Bradley, or I'm sorry, Jurgen is the new age dad. He wants his kids to like him regardless of how shitty they are in their future.
Okay.
And I know it's not a good thing.
Yeah, it's most certainly not a good theory.
I just don't like Jurgen.
Really?
He's a bad coach.
Wherever did... He's I didn't, not, I didn't
this
see that coming.
News to
wow.
me.
He's not good.
He and he's going to drop that on us right now?
Right in the middle of a podcast?
In the middle of the podcast.
Over a lunchbox? Seriously?
Over two lunchboxes.
These lunchboxes are damn good.
Mm.
The lunchbox was the only thing keeping me from throwing a shit fit on Friday.
We'll have some tomorrow, too. Don't worry. All right, so...
Predictions?
I said it before, I'll say it again. 2-1. I think we'll win. 2-1.
Well, let me just state...
I
know. I realize that means us scoring two goals.
I have the reverse. We lose 2-0, even though I don't think we're going to score a goal.
I have us winning 1-0.
Woo!
I think we're going to continue that stretch of 1-0 results, whether we win or lose. But the three midfielders that I want to see in the middle starting are Jones, Bradley, and Beckerman.
Bradley and Jones.
Is Bradley
a little bit more forward and Beckerman holding? Or Beckerman and Jones holding and Bradley forward?
Yeah,
I prefer to see that. I like that idea. I just want Jurgen to stop doing shit.
Does that mean you want me to be manager of the national team over Jurgen? If you had to pick between me and Jurgen, who would you want?
I'd fold the team.
Thanks, bud. I'd pick you over Jurgen any day.
But, I mean, honestly,
how's that feel?
If it comes down to that, I'd pick you over Jurgen right now because, God, that guy sucks.
Because you know I'd come to you for advice.
Basically.
And you love it.
It's nice.
God,
it's nice.
I just don't like Jurgen.
It's nice to talk about new people in the central midfield, but if you ask me to prioritize changes that need to be made, I would most certainly go with a new right midfielder first and foremost. Is because
and
sure,
that's why your
sure,
idea was
sure.
Don't
really.
You mean
sure
right midfielder?
Edu sucks in the center, but Jurgen is right in that he does actually play there. But what he fails to see is that Danny Williams doesn't play right midfield.
Again, he doesn't know the pool. I keep saying this every week. He doesn't know our player pool.
He brings up his German-American boys, but he doesn't know what the hell they
do.
And
then uses them wrong.
No, it's cool. I know these guys. You play there, right?
He reminds me of Slim, or the, not Slim, the...
Slim Shady?
No, the guy from, pick number 11. I got this. I got this.
It's almost like Jurgen is texting people because that's how he apparently likes to, like, he won't talk to anybody. He will text them. So it's almost like the Germans show up at camp and Jurgen's texting and he's like, yeah, okay, now where do you play? And then you got Williams there and he goes, I play somewhere. Oh, right, mid, sure. All right.
I got you.
I got this.
I think I predicted a 2-1 loss just so I could win the over there shirt contest, but I also did that. But I think we're going to lose 1-0. But on the record, I picked 2-1 loss.
Okay. Now, what else we got?
Can I have two MLS result Cup picks? Preview?
Basically, lose by one is what I think.
Yeah.
MLS Cup preview.
Now, is there anyone here who doesn't believe that the Galaxy will win? Okay, so we all think I think the Galaxy would win, so then the better argument would
think
be,
the
will,
Galaxy,
it be, will it be by multiple goals?
I think the Galaxy are the better team.
You think they are.
You think the best team in the league is the best team.
I'm just saying, it's
they're
one
playing,
match. That's why I'd be very hesitant to say Galaxy are definitely
they're
winning.
They're playing a Brad Davis-less Houston.
So which, Davis is out.
He's out.
Which scored two goals against KC.
True. But still, point remains the same.
I thought we agreed that the Galaxy has an average defense, though.
Did we discuss that at all? I don't remember saying
that. 2 weeks ago.
I think Beisler is good. I think Myers is good.
It's not an elite defense.
I think it's better than Kansas City's, I think. It's nowhere near
we're
as good as LA's.
We're talking about Kansas City's defense.
I'm saying it's better than Houston's, though, I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, there is that.
But, I mean, LA is the best in the league, I think.
Yeah.
I'd say
sure.
It's on par with Houston's.
What? L.A. and Houston?
No, Kansas City and Houston.
Oh. Then, yeah, I guess.
But I just don't see a front line of Brian Ching and Carlo Costley beating the best line in the league at home.
I really don't either.
Oh, come on. Houston's going to send their supporters.
I think it'll be two sections. I think it'll be 2-0 L.A. with Robbie Keane and Mike McGee scoring. Because McGee scores all over the place.
Oh, I think the Galaxy get two goals, then Houston really push out to get it. And they end up losing 3-1.
America's boy, Adam Moffat.
Oh, yeah.
Scotland.
I think we're going to see Keane get at least one. Probably
give him
two.
Some haggis.
Maybe Donovan will slam home another penalty.
Not playing Raimondo. It's going to go in, at least.
Went in anyway with Raimondo this last time.
This last time. He was 1-for-3 against him.
Now he's 2-for-4.
Is Raimondo? It was 1-for-3.
I thought you said 1-for-3 before.
He is 1-for-3 now, I think.
Oh.
So, yes, basically, I'm taking the Galaxy, who are at home for this one, score against 2-1.
2-1?
I think it's going to be 2-0. I just don't see... I still don't think Houston's any good. I still don't think they're any good. And I'll keep saying this over and over. I don't think they're very good.
Especially without Brad Davis, then.
Exactly. He is their heart and soul. And I'm stunned they did anything with him gone. I mean, look at the lineups we'll probably see. The only wrinkle is Barrett's out for LA.
Oh, no.
Which might be an issue, but I don't think that's going to be a killer.
Chad Barrett.
I don't rate
Barrett's
Barrett
played high. Very well this year. Barrett's been a big part of their offense.
He's had, what, 7 goals, 5 assists or something?
He's got some nice numbers.
That's a career for him.
But let's see. You know, Franklin, Gonzalez, De La Garza, and Donovan versus, who's Houston's back line?
Heinel, Boswell, Ash, and...
Cameron,
is it? Well, we don't know because Cameron plays different position every fucking
He's been playing defense. He's been playing defense recently, and Ash is playing in the mid, isn't he?
Corey Ash has been playing left or right back. He moved up to replace. He moved up to left mid to replace Davis when he got hurt. So. Yeah, according to this, they're only playing two defensive
players. It's Boswell, Haynell, Ash, and Cameron, yeah. And then midfield.
It's like the Union.
Yeah, midfield, we've got Stevens, Beckham, McGee, and Juninho versus whoever's replacing Davis, Camargo, Moffitt, and Cruz.
Oh, well, we know Galaxy have the only thing that we... Would you say that Tally Hall is better than Saunders? Because that's the only spot where Houston could potentially have the advantage.
The thing is, to get two stops, you have to get past the back line.
Through their back line, which is not going to happen very often.
I mean, I think if they can.
But if you had to pick between either goalie, who are you taking?
Right now, Saunders. In 2 years, Paul.
So you're taking Saunders.
Yes.
So Galaxy have the advantage at every position.
Yeah, it's not. And the only thing that's even close would be Ching and Carr versus Donovan and McGee. That's not even really close.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't see anywhere where Houston wins this game.
And then the fact that they're at home, it's...
Well, they have a combined of zero losses this season.
Yeah. It's... I'm just leaving out hope that it's actually a close scoreline, so gives me some interesting footy to watch for 2 hours.
I don't have that much hope. Because seriously, the Galaxy, if everything goes as it should, which in a title game usually doesn't.
That's true.
But if it did, Galaxy would probably manhandle Houston all up and down the field for 90 minutes.
It shouldn't be close.
It might be, but it shouldn't be.
But I said that about RSL Seattle and was wrong.
Yeah,
about Houston, Casey and I was wrong. So
it'll be interesting to see the last regular season fixture of the year. Like, the rest regular season game of the entire MLS was Houston hosting Galaxy, which they won 3-1. I mean, granted, Galaxy weren't playing their best players, Houston has to. They got to be hoping that they get some confidence.
In the last game of the year?
The last MLS regular season.
Yeah, LA started 3 guys with 0 appearances per
match. I'm just saying, they have to get some confidence, at least that they beat somebody wearing those shirts. No?
All right, but that's not going to make up for the fact that you lack the talent at every position.
If you put us in a Galaxy kit and run against Carson, that's not...
Actually, do you know what the result was in LA this year?
Jack McBean scored against them.
This is true.
Well, like you said, they weren't playing their starters, so if
Rob,
the Galaxy were to score, somebody had
to. I'm willing to bet that the Galaxy got points out of that match.
At home?
Oh, really? Because they haven't lost at home?
That's correct.
1-0 Houston.
What?
Or LA, sorry. I'm illiterate. I can't read things.
And it was off of Donovan PK, so... That comes out on the podcast.
This was before Keane, though, remember?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Well, even still, I don't think LA's operating at their top form with Keane.
And this was Ricketson goal as well. This was Birchall starting. Oh, there's no Beckham. Beckham was gone for this game.
Jeez.
They started Birchall, Donovan Jr., and Stevens in the mid with Angel and Barrett up top. It's a completely different LA team.
Look at that. They didn't even use Frankie Haver.
It's a completely different LA
team. Sons of bitches.
It's a different LA team.
Those assholes.
And then Lavelle Palmer was still with. Culkin is playing for Houston still. It's completely different teams. You can't use them as...
True.
Watson got a yellow card for Houston. Johnson.
Johnson.
Friend.
For those of you who have not played FIFA World Cup 2010 in a while, good for you.
Play Canada in a match.
Play as Canada and make sure that Rob Friend gets the ball all the damn time.
Play Canada versus Jamaica. Watson. Johnson.
Just pass the ball up the right side. Watson. Johnson.
Okay, so what else
Thompson.
We got on tap? Yank news?
Yank news. Some scheduling. Woo! Here. I guess actually the biggest news is Antigua and Barbuda will be playing in the U.S. as a World Cup qualifying group.
Indeed. They just manhandled their group.
Our under-20 national team might be able to beat them.
And Trinidad and Tobago are gone.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Antigua put forth a good effort. I mean, they're not very good, but they put out a good effort. They're not.
I'd put forth a good effort if you put a U.S. shirt on me. That doesn't mean I'm any good.
But would you qualify against?
I mean, their group was probably the worst of the groups that I saw.
It's probably true.
Do they have any players playing abroad?
By abroad, do you just mean outside of the island?
Anywhere.
Oh, I'm sure there's somebody playing in MLS.
Or somewhere.
Or NASL.
Well, they have a team in the USL.
They do?
I believe so.
It's just their national team.
Yeah, the Barracuda FC.
Like the whole fucking team's on it.
Basically, it's the Antigua team.
They have somebody on Oldham Athletic.
Yeah, a guy from Reading.
And Los Angeles.
Reading?
Los Angeles Blues.
Cambridge, Wycombe Wanderers.
So some England in there mixed
in. It's basically a whole shit ton of guys from Barracuda FC.
Okay.
Who are in USL Pro.
All right. So this should
so
be.
So they're definitely gonna have a lot of continuity.
Okay.
When we play them.
So our under 20 national team against their national team draw.
I'd rather not risk it. I'd rather for a World Cup match. Let's just play our best team. Our
under 23 national.
Yeah, their leading goal scorer plays.
I'd rather not take the risk.
Their leading goal scorer plays in USL Pro.
Okay, so I would be willing to bet that our under 23 team could
All Saints United.
Well. Seaview Farm FC. They don't even have a Wikipedia page. That's how irrelevant they are.
This page does not exist.
All right, what else we got? So it's us, Haiti.
Not Haiti.
Haiti
didn't qualify. Yeah.
Guatemala
and
Jamaica.
We just love running into a fucker Carlos Ruiz, don't we?
Fuck that guy.
And you know.
Chances we start Howard is starting, destroy
if
that.
Howard starts,
there's
and we see Ruiz, like he's going to sock him in the face.
Let me kick you and shake your hand. No, Timmy says, "Fuck you, you bitch." Fucking, I think Ruiz is my most hated 11.
Oh, he should be.
Is that one for next week? Most hated 11 in the world football.
And I was celebrating when Carlos Ruiz left Philadelphia Union.
Yeah,
and he was leading the team in goals, and he left, and I was like, "Yeah!" Everyone was complaining, but good old Rob remembers who he fucked over in Guatemala.
Good old Rob.
Yeah, fuck that guy. What a bitch.
All right, what else we got?
Other news, the Olympic qualifiers will be held in Carson, Nashville, and Kansas City.
Nashville.
Vegas, baby.
Road trip to see Mick so he can meet his idol.
That's so that Mick...
he loves
so
Mix.
That Mick can show
he
Ryan...
He loves Mick.
It's so that Mick can show Ryan a nice dinner and never call him again.
I wouldn't care. He can use me all he wants.
we have that recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So late May, early April, Nash Vegas trip. Hopefully, because they could get drawn to the LA.
I thought you said you didn't want to go because it was too far.
Well, see, I didn't think that people would be willing to drive to Nashville.
I've done Nashville on a weekend. In 2 days, actually.
How long of a drive?
I don't remember.
I am completely willing to neglect my academic duties.
It's shorter than it was.
Oh, absolutely. I don't have any qualms about that.
It's shorter than Philly, I know that.
Oh, well then we can do it, no problem.
Yeah.
Is it 10 hours?
I don't think it's even that long.
All right,
because
so
Kansas
while,
City's
while
like
Ryan
10
looks
minutes.
It up. While Ryan looks this up,
Milwaukee to Nashville is less than 10 hours.
Oh,
well, that's my 10 hour guess was pretty good.
Yeah,
great.
It's a straight
shot. Get to run through Indiana. That sounds like fun.
Ooh, Gary,
Kentucky, yeah,
Gary, yes,
right through Gary.
Oh, that's my favorite spot.
Remember driving down, we drove through Louisville, and the entire time I had both fingers out the window. Just fuck this whole fuck you guys.
At least they're staying with the Big East for now.
Not necessarily.
They said they're doing what's best for the university.
They're looking to leave. Yes. So if anyone hears from Louisville, go fuck yourselves, you worthless shit.
There go all those viewers.
I still love you, but Ryan doesn't.
Now, fuck those guys. Jerry Smith, if you're alive, go die. Fucking hate that guy.
He went to your high school's chief rival, and he went to your university's chief rival.
What a piece of shit.
Louisville's not our chief
anyway,
rival.
Anyway, soccer.
Anyway, so soccer. Greg Self dropping some knowledge on us.
Yep.
He's suggesting there's a U.S.-Italy match in Genoa in February.
Suggesting. He said it is.
But no one else picked it up.
Nobody.
Nothing else got said.
Oh, man.
So,
I would love to go to Genoa.
I would love to go back. It was nice.
I'd love to go.
I'm sure that
Europe.
Place is beautiful and get to see the U.S. pull off the big upset.
I was all about Northern Italy most of my time, but I'd love to make the Genoa. My biggest regret
we should,
was...
We should actually play in
not,
Palermo.
I was, my biggest regret was not buying a Fiorentina Udinese kit when I was there.
Mm.
So, but I'd love to go back to Italy.
So anyway, what else we got?
Yeah, so U.S., Italy, basically confirmed... Greg said so, it's gospel. Any transfer news? West Brom is showing interest in Tim Ream.
No, you play like shit and go from Arsenal to West Brom.
You play like shit, you play for shit. That's what
speaking
happens.
Speaking of shit.
Sorry, West Brom, Adrian.
Speaking of shit, Lee Wynn wants to come back to MLS.
Yeah, and he's close to signing. I didn't even know that he could do that. Like, why would MLS take him?
He's not very good.
He's really not.
And he's like the biggest star in Vietnam. He's like the biggest news over there.
Is he the best player in their league?
He's the highest paid.
Yep.
he's one of the 5 highest paid people in the entire country. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, there's billboards and shit with Lee Wynn's face on it. The guy's got 3 fucking U.S. caps, and he's a fucking billboard in Vietnam.
God.
And I guess the most recent big news is Jay Heaps is in line to take over with New England.
Good for him.
Jay Heaps, part of my Axis of Evil, for his single-handedly allowing 2 goals against Haiti in the Gold Cup.
Yep. Good for you, Jay.
Remember that goal still we had to save it, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I watched that with
that many times. That was delicious.
I was at Chris at Engel's place and just went nuts. I think I tackled him off his couch.
That's when we knew that Stewie had fucking game.
Yeah. He's got swag. Injuries, not much has changed. Whitbread might be healthy, but that'd be
unlikely.
That'd be unlikely. That in terms of players playing, Jan Jorge gets a goal for the reserves. And Mike,
he may not want to play for us. I mean, there really isn't much reason why he's not in this camp.
There was talk of him carrying a knock earlier in the week.
Oh, earlier in the week. Okay.
Basically, like, he and Parker Wallace were both carrying knocks, supposedly. That's why they didn't get called in. Adu also carrying an ankle injury. That's why Freddie isn't there.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So everyone basically who's not there was injured.
All right.
And Mike Grella scored 4 goals in 1 90-minute match.
Contender Mike Grella. Grella.
Mike Grella scored goals. Hey, the shit. Hey.
Yeah, I
mean,
4.
I mean, it was against like a Division 34 team.
But whatever, it was 4 goals.
But they're in the net.
Fact.
I guess
he automatically wins Yank of the Week.
No, he doesn't.
Even though he scored.
That's an incorrect assumption, Rob.
That tally is twice as much than the whole team under Jurgen.
That's so true.
It's depressing, but true. quick live update from Joshua Myers. The Sounders emailed their ticket holders announced that they're opening up the Hawks Nest for the next season. So they're adding like 2,000-3,000 more seats for next year.
I'm awesome. Just such a wank. Friggin' retweeting other people's shit to get his info.
So yeah, Josh Myers with the info. So Seattle continuing to take over the world slowly.
I wasn't ripping on him. I was ripping on Raps.
You mentioned his name though.
Yeah. He deserves no airtime.
I avoided it for a reason.
Okay.
And you brought him up.
You're
going to ruin everything.
Okay.
These, well, we can't have nice things.
What else?
What else we got? We got
U.S. Open Cup.
U.S. Open Cup. They're looking to actually bring in like all the MLS teams into the fold this time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So instead of giving all the USL teams and a couple MLS teams,
Seiler,
all,
yeah. Good man.
Wait, all of the MLS teams weren't in it?
Do you follow Open Cup at all? The answer is no. If you ask
well, I mean, the Union have been in it the past 2 years.
They had to qualify for it, though.
Oh.
So the proposal.
Although, basically, what this does is it says, oh, all of the other teams that aren't MLS, they play up to a certain point, and then they hit this brick wall where they all have to play MLS clubs.
Not necessarily. I mean,
and then
there's been a lot of teams who have done pretty well against MLS clubs. I mean,
that's true.
Carolina won it.
Charleston Battery went to the final a few years ago.
Carolina won after. MLS was an organization. They beat MLS teams to win the cup.
And after that, they actually had to build a trophy case to put a trophy in.
Really?
That's not
true. That's probably not true.
So the format is 64 teams. The first round is the 32 amateur teams. Those 16 play the Division II teams like USL and PSL. And the middles play the MLS teams, and then round 16, and then knockout. So it's a nice change. But also it started earlier and ended in August, which is also nice in terms of fixture congestion.
Wait, so that would only have 16 of 18 MLS teams in it?
Because the other 3 are Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Facts.
Is there a Canadian club?
Yeah, there is.
Well, besides the one that decides CONCACAF Champions League.
That's what this is.
Oh, so that's their same thing?
They even have a league, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but I thought there was something different that separated the Canadian Domestic Cup and...
Nope. So it seems like Halifax can get in the Open Cup. And then...
I'd love to see an amateur team go to CONCACAF Champions League.
The other big news is the MLS is going and ruining more things by going to an unbalanced schedule next season.
Woo!
So is there any positive to this? Didn't think so.
Mm.
Well, at least I guess...
Money. That's what's bothering me.
Well, the only positive thing I can take from this is at least they can have conferences now, and it actually makes a little bit of sense.
But I hate conferences.
Well, oh, I agree, but...
I mean, it does reduce travel by a little bit, because I think they said Vancouver traveled 30,000 miles this season.
Yeah, they did, which is something like six times more.
No. 10 times higher than the EPL average.
Oh, 10 times.
I think what's going to piss people off, though, is not everyone's going to get that home game against Galaxy.
There's a lot of big things that are going to suck. So
you know what they should do when they choose to have a promotion and relegation system?
That's never going to happen, so stop talking.
Well, but
either
no,
they play every
fun.
Team.
This is fun. We're going to have the conferences play each other in a win all-star game to where the winner is the first division and the loser is the second division.
The Western division will be top division. Eastern gets relegated. The entire division gets relegated.
No. It's like announce it now, but for like 15 years later. And so then now like teams have to stock up with talent to prepare their youth systems.
So is it a 15-year aggregate thing for the next 15 years or all the total? Or
No. One game 15 years from now.
So like 2030 all-star game yep. decides who gets the top division.
Yep.
Now it counts. Fuck that home field advantage for the World
Football,
Series.
Football, soccer,
MLS!
And that's all we have for news, because not much happened this
Supporters
week.
Rankings? Now, should I go first or Rob? It's because Rob looks like the least prepared I've ever
been. We'll have Rob go last, because Rob did this a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
It's memorized, isn't it? You have it in your head.
No, it's...
Oh. Okay, I'll go first then.
Benny! Fellhaber! Yeah!
Benny with his Jets! 2-1 USA!
I'm a shitty announcer! Someone give me chloroform!
And on that note,
there go all of our Max Brodos fans who listen to us.
So speaking of chloroform, Jeff Park, and speaking of Jeff Park...
Pardon me?
Okay,
I don't know where rankings. I was going with that. I was 18. Trying to segue. 18. Number one... 18? Chivas. Chivas USA, number 18.
It's yeah, pretty, they suck.
It's pretty pitiful.
They're pretty bad.
On pretty much every front.
But at least we know that they're really isolating their Caucasian...
Sorry?
They're really trying to isolate their American.
Are you suggesting that there is a racial correlation?
There's absolutely a racial correlation.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah,
funny because if you watch a Galaxy match, there's a ton of Hispanic people in the stands.
Very
well,
true.
If you remember back in their first year,
that's because they win.
Their only white guy was Brad Guzan back in 2007.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah, no. Marsh
wasn't there in 2007.
Really? Not yet.
I don't believe so.
Oh.
Okay, who got it?
Okay, 17 and...
Who's less shitty?
well, the Revs. Revs fans, because they still show up at a gigantic football stadium with football lines on it, with American football lines on it, I give them that much credit. Like, they're better than Chivas is because...
I haven't Chivas, looked at my list in a while, Chivas, but I believe I had them a little higher than that.
Next is Colorado. And mostly because they just had playoff matches where the stadiums were...
Yeah, they're actually good and no one fucking goes. That's why I was thinking about putting them on the last.
It's also 4 degrees and snowing there, so...
I don't give a shit. That's your club.
It's hard to get to their stadium, too. Comet City isn't close to Denver.
Okay, additional... Okay. Number 15 is Crew fans. Now, this one, upon, you know... And I think about it, they might need to be a little higher, but the stadium is very close to... It's pretty much in Columbus... So it's not hard to get there.
Just no one.
The supporter section is good, but yeah, but there's nobody else who goes.
That's why it's tough to rank these because
number 14 is FC Dallas because their fans do travel a good half an hour outside of Dallas.
That's shockingly high, though, if you ask me.
Really?
Yes. I agree.
Okay.
I have them dead last.
Best I have them is second from last. I don't remember.
I just give them credit for going at all, or for going at all after all those shitty seasons.
Yeah.
Red Bulls, number 13. Phenomenal new stadium. And
nobody come. Nobody come.
Number 12, the Fire. I do love Section 9. 8, whatever. One of those.
Section 9.
Section 9.
For being a Chicago team, they don't get that great of an attendance.
Yeah. Well, then again, Bridgeview is... Outside of
Bridgeview's wicked hood too.
Is it?
This is scary to go to.
Next, I have San Jose. And I give San Jose a lot of credit because if you look at their page on Wikipedia, they somehow draw more fans every match than the capacity of Buckshaw Stadium.
Well that's not that hard.
Buckshaw holds like 11 people.
Yeah.
They get 13,000 match?
Well, no, it's like 11.
In the I was going to say,
but they average more fans.
So if I have a stadium that holds 2,000
capacity
people,
of the entire stadium.
So if I have a stadium that has 2,000 seats and I get 5,000 people.
All I'm saying is that it's impressive.
Okay.
You never see an average attendance above capacity.
The Sox have been above that for 40 years.
Blah, 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 your needs.
Blah, 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 I have facts.
I don't think San Jose is deserving of a new stadium.
Every team needs to have a new stadium.
I mean as much as DC.
Next, Real Salt Lake.
Okay.
I like their fan. Yeah, I mean, they're good fans. They're not, you know, remarkable. There's this line now which we've crossed because I feel like my supporters are in three different sections. There's ones that are like meh, not good supporters, which we just passed after leaving San Jose, and now we're in the pretty good supporters. So now Houston at 9, I feel like that's pretty good for them.
Dynamo.
Yes. I like
Houston
their fans.
Dynamo. They also have remember those fags, the team songs back in 06, 07? Remember those?
No.
They had a bunch of bands do these team songs, and they had Mike Jones.
This just sounds terrible.
They had Mike Jones do Houston's, and it was just Houston Dynamo. Houston Dynamo.
Really?
I gotta find and play it later.
He just got hammered one night, and instead of playing NBA Live at 3 in the morning, he just came out with a song for the Dynamo. And MLS is like, you're a pretty big name, we'll buy it.
Number 8, Galaxy. I have them this low because it's really easy to like and go watch the best team in the league.
Agree.
So, got that. Vancouver at number 7, because even though it is their first year, they've drawn some great numbers for having just a shit season. Like, absolutely awful. Number 6, and we've crossed into the top, into the top part, which is good fans. Really like them. Sporting Kansas City, always like those fans, and they're filling in their new stadium really nicely. Number 5, Union. Having been to a game at PPL Park, fans are passionate about it. Gotta love it. Number 4, DCU. Love their fans. Again, very passionate. The trampoline that is RFK. Number 3, Portland Timbers, because they've had the best national anthem I've heard at an MLS match and the best TIFO I've seen. Second best TIFO. That's coming later. Number 2, Toronto, because they still sell out that place, even though their team sucks and has never made the playoffs. Like, that is so impressive.
McCauley just doesn't want to give any Canadian team credit.
And number 1 is the Seattle Sounders. Always come out in droves, had the best TIFO I've seen at an MLS match earlier this season. See, once they brought in Portland, that's going to get amped up.
The huge Levesque head.
Yep.
That was enormous. So good. The massive Roger Levesque face.
What about the Levesque celebration? Scuba diving. That was hilarious.
Okay, really that's
it
mine.
It doesn't matter. It's just awesome.
Ryan, you want to go next? We should probably